This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States could be hours away from starting its COVID-19 vaccination program. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration reportedly could authorize Friday or Saturday the emergency use of a COVID-19 vaccine produced by U.S. drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. An FDA advisory panel voted late Thursday to recommend approval of the vaccine. Once approved, the U.S. government will immediately ship 6.4 million doses of the vaccine across the country, with frontline healthcare workers receiving top priority for the first inoculations. In other COVID-related news around the world, Argentina's President Alberto Fernandez says he will be injected with Russia's Sputnik V vaccine once it's approved by health officials to dispel fears. President Jair Bolsonaro says Brazil, where deaths and infections are surging, is at the tail end of the pandemic. And U.S. talk show host Ellen DeGeneres tests positive and joins the list of well-known names to have contracted the virus. International aid groups say at least four staff members have been killed in the conflict in Ethiopia's Tigray region. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The Danish Refugee Council says its three staffers killed last month had worked as guards at a project site. The council says, sadly, due to the lack of communications and ongoing insecurity in the region, it's not yet been possible to reach their families. Separately, the International Rescue Committee says it was still working to confirm the events that led to the death of our colleague in a refugee camp. The Tigray region remains largely sealed off from the outside world, as worried humanitarian organizations warn of further hardship. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and any of the day's news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen told the bloc's leaders Friday there were, quote, low expectations, end quote. A post-Brexit trade deal could be struck with Britain, this according to EU sources, and coming just 2 days ahead of a crunch decision on talks. An EU official said leaders heard the probability of a no deal is higher than of a deal in a brief discussion of Brexit at a marathon Brussels summit. Time continues to tick down to a Sunday deadline to make a call on prolonging negotiations or giving up. Legal experts say the Texas lawsuit asking the U.S. Supreme Court to invalidate President-elect Joe Biden's victory stands little chance of success, but that's not stopping many Republicans from lining up behind it. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
106 members of Congress and 17 state attorneys general have signed on to the case. That's roughly one quarter of the U.S. House and attorneys general from a third of all states. The lawsuit repeats false, disproven, and unsubstantiated accusations about the voting in Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, all of which ultimately went for Biden. And it demands that the high court invalidate the state's 62 total electoral college votes. That would set aside the votes of millions of people. Officials from the four states call the suit a publicity stunt. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Polisario Front vowed Friday to press on with its fight for Western Sahara a day after U.S. President Donald Trump announced the U.S. would block Moroccan rule over the area. Quote, fighting will continue until the total withdrawal of the Moroccan occupation troops, end quote, said Mohamed Salam Outsalek, foreign minister of the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic, which the Polisario proclaimed in 1976. Western Sahara is a disputed and divided former Spanish colony, mostly under Morocco's control, where tensions with the pro-independence Polisario have simmered since the 1970s. Russia on Friday condemned U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Morocco's sovereignty over Western Sahara, saying it contravened international law. The man believed to be behind secretly filmed videos that triggered the collapse of Austria's coalition government in 2019 has been arrested in Berlin, German police told AFP Friday. The 40-year-old Austrian national was detained Thursday, a police spokesperson said. The suspect is currently being held in the German capital pending possible extradition to Austria. And Time magazine has jointly named President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris its 2020 Person of the Year. The magazine said they won the honor for, quote, changing the American story, for showing that the forces of empathy are greater than the furies of division, for sharing a vision of healing in a grieving world, end quote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.